What do you think tap water is? It's a gay bomb, baby. And I'm not saying people didn't naturally have homosexual feelings. I'm not even getting into it, quite frankly. I mean, give me a break. You think I am like, oh, shocked by it, so I'm up here bashing it because I don't like gay people? I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. Do you understand that?
I don't make mistakes. I'm not just like the rest of you. I'm stronger. I'm smarter. I'm better. I am better. I'm not some weak-kneed fucking crybaby that goes around fucking apologizing all the time. And why the fuck would you want me to be? I'm done. I am done apologizing. I am done being persecuted for my strength. You people should be thanking Christ that I am who and what I am because you need me. You need me to save you. You do. I am the only one who possibly can. You're not the real heroes. I'm the real hero.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. This may be the most important podcast I have recorded. I wanted to record a couple of episodes. First, whenever they were supposedly shooting Chinese weather balloons out of the sky. But I wanted to wait. So I waited a couple of news cycles, and lo and behold, they're no longer talking about the fake shit that they're shooting out of the sky. You know, they're no longer talking about the show that they were putting on for us. Find it rather strange. I believe it was like 2 or 3 days in a row. They were just shooting down unidentified flying objects. One missile missed. Who knows where that hit? I don't know, man. I find it to be scary times that we're living in. Today is Friday, February 23rd, I believe, or 24th. So today is the 1 year anniversary of Putin going into Ukraine. It looked like, from all indications, he was psyoped by NATO he took a stand. NATO was getting closer, and he took a stand. America would have did the same exact thing. So today is the 1 year anniversary, only 1 year. And I want to say we have given more money to Ukraine than we have spent throughout the entirety of the Afghanistan war. And I believe that war was just over 20 years. Let's see, it happened in 2001. What did they pull out the troops a year or two ago? So yeah, just over about 20 years. So a 20-year war that we were personally involved in because we allegedly got attacked. There's no real evidence of that. It was more than likely an inside job, and we had, it was either an inside job or we for sure had prior knowledge to what was going on, before it took place. I know there was like money that went missing, prior to it. And then next thing you know, planes are running into the World Trade Center, and a plane allegedly ran into the Pentagon. And you can't believe any of it. You can't believe any of it. There's a quote that I read. It might have been from a guy named Hattie Mikowski. I'm real big on him. I'll get to him a little bit later on. But a quote is, "What is history but a fable agreed upon. And yeah, if you just do a little bit of digging, any history that we have been told, you know, has more than likely been a lie. We're being lied to right now, right in front of our faces about something that is happening out in Ohio with the train derailment. My guy Pete Buttigieg, he went out there with his little hard hat. He was playing a role. Took him forever to get out there. I want to say the former President Trump got out there before the Secretary of I think it's the Secretary of Transportation is what Buttigieg is. And when I say Buttigieg, in my mind, I'm spelling it B-O-O-T-Y, Buttigieg, J-U-D-G-E. You know, he went out there with his hard hat and his goggles, I want to say like weeks after this shit happened, before he was refusing to talk about it. Yeah, and what's even scarier about that is, so like, at some point in time, we have to stop believing in coincidences. Because with the Ohio train derailment, there was a movie about an Ohio train derailment. I want to say in the exact same place in East Palestine on Netflix. So a movie came out, I think, last year or a year or so ago about an Ohio train derailment. Kind of similar to, you know, the with the COVID pandemic, kind of similar how they that movie Contagion, which was a terrible fucking movie. I actually watched that movie when I was in the brig in Navy jail. It was a terrible fucking movie. And you know it sucks whenever you're in jail and you watch, because everything in jail is fucking exciting. Fucking Judge Judy was exciting whenever you were watching it in jail. So you know a movie sucks whenever you're in jail and you couldn't find any joy in it. But kind of similar to Contagion, you know, but that was years later that the COVID pandemic happened. Or I guess they try with the SARS, and SARS never took off. Fauci has tried a lot of shit. He did the HIV AIDS pandemic. Lo and behold, there's a cure for that now. Let me settle down. I'm gonna try not to jump timelines here. I'm probably not gonna do a very good job at not jumping timelines, but I'm gonna try to stick to the script, get my point across, and go from there. So similar to the COVID pandemic, we have a movie that comes out about a Ohio train derailment. 3 months before the actual train derailment, somehow that area became the epicenter of the My ID, the medical ID chips. And what's crazy is this is all, checkable. Like this is Googleable. And similar to the World Economic Forum, the WEF and the WHO's, where they tell you, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. A lot of this shit is in front of our faces. They're telling us the game plan. And, you know, I guess there's a few who pay attention to it. You know, there's a few, you know, the majority, you know, they don't care. You know, they're almost Jones. They're almost like NPC, type characters. So before the train derailment, Ohio gets hooked up, or this specific area in Ohio gets hooked up with the, with medical ID trackers that I guess they wear on their wrist. So an early version of a medical chip. And then the Ohio train derailment happens. And that happens, not a lot of media coverage about it. And then, you know, you got Trump that goes out there who, you know, he's obviously out there to boost his presidential run. But I want to say he's the first major, government official out there that you would say. And the water is still fucked up out there. You know, they have declared, kind of similar to Flint, Michigan, that the water is safe. But you see people throwing like rocks in the water, and you can see like the oil that's left in the water coming up. You can see the discoloration of the water. And, you know, not to be super, the term conspiracy is funny, because the term conspiracy, is a CIA made up word. You know, they started throwing that around the time, I want to say right after JFK got shot. You know, they started labeling people, kooks, like kooky people, like crazy people who were conspiracy theorists. And, you know, if you look back, you know, if you actually take a look in your memory, if the term conspiracy theorist, you know, it's, the image that gets brought up is of a crazy person. But, you know, it's only a conspiracy until it's proven fact. You know, it's like when Alex Jones was saying that the frogs were gay. You know, they were turning there's chemicals that turn the frogs gay, or, lo and behold, it's fact. You know, it's like when Alex Jones was talking about Bohemian Grove. You know, he sneaks into Bohemian Grove, and lo and behold, these global leaders, they are worshiping Moloch the owl god. You know what I mean? It's like when they were saying that, you know, they send agent provocateurs, so they send people, you know, FBI agents, sometimes special military groups, to disrupt peaceful protests. You know, they were doing it with the, you know, back when they were doing like the MLK marches, you know, they were doing it with the hippie movement, you know, when they were protesting the war against Vietnam. That's like when Charles Manson started getting into, you know, he started, you know, they started experimenting with Charles Manson and with LSD, the CIA did, you know, to break up the hippie movement in order to keep the war in Vietnam going. When, you know, it was a war that was not supported anywhere. You know, nobody supported the war in Vietnam. And see, I don't know how I got to this point. But you know, we're being lied to, and it's kind of scary to see. I'm not going to say people not caring, because, you know, at some point, like what can you really do? But I think you could really do something, you know, if people started waking up and, you know, started voicing their, you know, their opinions and their concern. So if you've ever seen the HBO show Chernobyl, which was in, you know, based on the Chernobyl reactor explosion, which was a real thing that happened in Soviet Russia. And you can kind of see how they were covering up everything, from the top down. You know, there's an episode, the second episode after the explosion, a lady goes, she's at a school, or she's at somewhere. She goes, she opens the window, and they had radiation boxes, you know. So she opens the window and the radiation box starts going off. So the alarm starts going off. She immediately closes the door and takes, you know, the iodine pills. You know, and the shit that's happening right now in Ohio, you know what I mean? There was toxic chemicals, you know what I mean? They quote unquote did a controlled release, you know, who know, I think the, you know, who knows who's controlling the release of these toxic, you know, these control burns with these toxic chemicals. So that shit gets burnt off into the atmosphere. And, you know, I guess we're over here acting like wind doesn't exist. You know what I mean? Like those same chemicals that are in the atmosphere can't get carried. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm sitting here thinking back. You remember during COVID when we had the African dust? You know what I mean? So dust that came from Africa because of the wind. You know what I mean? We were able to see that shit out here in Texas. You know what I mean? Granted, it took a couple of days, right? So imagine what that shit in Ohio, you know what I mean? Imagine how long it takes for it to get down here. You know what I mean? Like this shit just doesn't disappear. It gets shot up into the atmosphere. You know what I mean? And that shit gets moved around with rains and wind. And, you know, there's people that are in Ohio that are, you know, there's kids that are, you know, nightly getting bloody noses. You know, there's people who say, and they feel it in their throats. They're feeling it in their eyes. And, but we don't care. You know what I mean? You know, we don't care because it's not, you know, I'm in Texas, but, you know, people in Texas don't care because it's not in Texas. You know what I mean? But it is. You know what I mean? If you just take the African fucking dust example on how quick that shit moved from Africa, you know, and it somehow got to the United States and it somehow got to Texas. You know what I mean? We don't think that some shit that happened in Ohio can't get, you know what I mean? Like, wake the fuck up. You know, this shit is concerning. You know, the fucking local officials in Ohio, they don't fucking seem to care. The fucking president of the United States, he doesn't give a fuck because he's out there with his butt buddy Zelensky, in Ukraine. You know, there was a CNN reporter, and I'm going to find the clip and I'll somehow link it in right here. But there's, you know, the CNN reporter, there he is. He's saying, hey, I've been here for 5 days. We haven't heard any air raid sirens or anything, you know. Then when President Biden comes and, you know, it's a fucking photo op and a video op, then you hear the air raid sirens in the background going off. So it's a fucking, political theater. You know what I mean? This, it's all theater. We've somehow given more money, like in the upwards of like the high billions, like six-figure billion, you know what I mean? Like billions, like we're talking like upwards of $500 billion, more than likely even more. You know what I mean? That we have given to Ukraine in 1 year, because today, Friday, the 24th, February 24th, 2023, is the 1 year anniversary of the invasion. So 1 year anniversary of the Russian-Ukraine war, a war that we are not involved in directly. We have somehow given more money to it than what we spent during a war that we were directly involved in, you know, in the Afghanistan war. And that was upwards of 20 years. You know, so, you know, we got that going on where it's not really being reported. We're being lied to. The CDC removed, important information about vinyl chloride, which was in the control release. So vinyl chloride is, like supposedly super, super fucking toxic. And the CDC removed that information on how bad it is for kids. Somehow it's safe to stay in there. But yet, you know, again, the water is still fucked up. You know, so, you know, that shit is in the soil. And, you know, similar to the fake fucking, you know, the fake vaccines, like, you know, we're obviously not going to figure out its effects right now, but it's going to be long-term effects, you know. Same way with the long-term effects on the fucking the dust from the towers on 9/11 and how, you know, firefighters and people that inhaled all that dust that day are still fucked up. You know, you don't hear a lot about that, you know. I don't know. It's, to me, it's like, it's all practice of warfare. You know what I mean? And You know, I'm hoping, you know, and I don't have very much hope because I don't understand how anybody could put any faith into anybody that's in charge, right? You know what I mean? Like, when has anybody that's in charge ever really gave a fuck about the common person? You know what I mean? You know, it's, you know, these people who are our quote unquote leaders, you know, who run this shit, you know what I mean? They're not regular, you know, they're not, these people are like, you know, they are, you know, they're kind of bred, you know, similar to how people try to breed athletes. You know what I mean? You get a tall dude, who gets with a tall woman and their whole goal is to breed an athlete for sport, right? Like, you don't think they don't do that shit for politicians and quote unquote global, world leaders, like, you know, the George Soros's of the world, who was a Nazi and now somehow runs the World Economic Forum. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you don't think that they breed kids for this specific shit. You know what I mean? They send them to these, you know, these quote unquote prestigious schools in Yale and Harvard's and, you know what I mean? These schools with these rich histories, and these weird, you know, these skull and bones, you know what I mean? Like these weird organizations, like, I don't know, man. It's, nothing happens in this world by happenstance. You know what I mean? Especially on, when it comes to like world decisions, you know what I mean? On, you know, where we're going to be headed, what technology is introduced, et cetera. You know what I mean? Like, that shit is not by happenstance. You know what I mean? Like, this shit is planned in advance. You know what I mean? They're letting you know where, you know, they're openly letting you know they don't want you to own anything. You know what I mean? So who is going to own this shit? You know what I mean? So you're going to be a renter, but who are you going to be renting to? Who are you going to give your money to? You know what I mean? They're trying to, you know, if you rent, that now raises your credit score. Like, you know what I mean? So they're trying to incentivize you into renting shit. You know what I mean? They want you to go to electric cars. So, you know, whenever they, you know, so whenever you're doing something wrong and your social credit score, you know, your social credit score is bad, you know, they want you in an electric car so they could just cut off your car, you know, and now you don't have a car for a week. And, you know, like this is the shit that they're actively trying to do. You know what I mean? Like they are, you know, it's, you know, you got Elon Musk at the World Economic Forum, or I believe it was at the WEF, you know, Elon is fucking, trying to talk to these people about, you know, not wanting to be in a one world government. You know what I mean? And they're shooting fake, you know what I mean? Now they're, you know, now all of a sudden, there's more talks about UFOs than ever. When back then, whenever, you know, back in the early days when you were talking about UFOs, you know, you were a conspiracy theorist. But now, you know what I mean? That conspiracy there are unidentified flying objects. You know what I mean? Now, whether they be fucking alien vessels, I, you know, I'm a fucking retard. So I hope that they're alien vessels. You know what I mean? Like, I pray that they're alien fucking vessels. You know what I mean? But for all we fucking know, it's our own machinery. You know what I mean? And we're testing shit out. You know what I mean? I believe it was Reagan who talked about, you know, the only thing that's going to bring us all together is a big like alien attack. Yeah. I believe it was, Ronald Reagan. That talked about it. You know what I mean? But it's crazy because, you know, if you listen to any of these, speeches that were never taught in school, you know, we're taught about presidents in school, but, you know, we're never taught about, some of these like speeches where JFK is talking about, is talking about these secret organizations, you know what I mean? Or when, who was before JFK? Oh, I'm a fucking idiot. The president, you know, this is kind of important. So I'm actually going to look it up as I'm talking. But I know the president before JFK, you know, he was, talking about the military industrial complex. Let's see here. President who talked about military industrial complex. Industrial. You know, you got to go to DuckDuckGo whenever you're, it was Eisenhower. So in his farewell address, you know, he talks about the military industrial complex. You know, then you have JFK that comes in and, you know, he starts talking about, you know, beware of secret societies. And, you know, he starts going against, you know, the mob because, you know, his family was mob supporter. You know, his dad was either in the mob or he was mob supported, but you know, he has deep ties as well. And, you know, he shoots down the idea, was it operation where they wanted to, fake an attack to get us into the, Cuban War, like all this shit is real. Operation Northwoods is what it is. You know, it's all this shit that I'm talking about. It's all, it's in fucking books. It's on the internet. You know what I mean? It's, you know, you have to, you know, it's obviously you have to know what this shit is, but we're not taught, you know, we're not taught about Operation Northwoods, where the goal was, they were going to, shoot down it was going to be a false flag operation, that was signed off in 1962 by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So again, people who make decisions that take us into wars or pull us out of wars. So people who, you know, quite literally, you know, hold our lives in their hands. You know what I mean? Because when there's war, there's famine. You know what I mean? And when there's famine, people starve. And when people start starving, that's when shit gets fucking crazy. You know what I mean? So in Operation Northwoods, devised and signed off by the Joint Chiefs of Staff in 1962, they were going to arm. So the whole goal was to get Castro out. Americans leaders turned an increasingly nervous eye south, to Fidel Castro, and they wanted to end his reign. Cause that's what we do. You know, we're global unstabilizers. You know what I mean? If we don't want you in there, you know, we go in and kill you. You know, we did it in Yemen. You know what I mean? We were trying to do it, with Castro in the 60s. So it was a classified plan organized under the umbrella of the Anti-Castro Cuban Project, proposed a number of ways that the U.S. could fake a Cuban attack against America as a way to justify U.S. military intervention into Cuba. I don't know, man. So knowing that bit of information, could we have devised an attack to, I don't know, run two planes into the World Trade Centers in order to go get these quote unquote weapons of mass destruction that were never fucking found. You know, could we have maybe, I don't know, could that have been the basis into getting us into that 20-year war? You know what I mean? Could we have used NATO in order to try to get Ukraine in order to, kind of leave Russia with no choice in order to attack Ukraine, in order to possibly lead us into the third world war. I don't fucking know, man. You know what I mean? No, of course not. Not America. Not the fucking, come on, man. These guys, they care about us. You know what I mean? They give us vaccinations to the fucking flu that they created. You know what I mean? Cause they care about us. You know what I mean? Like they just released a fucking, you know what I mean? Vinyl chloride out in, you know, out in Ohio. You know what I mean? It was controlled. They care about us though. You know what I mean? Like these people care about us, right? You know, they fucking care. Look at Operations Northwoods. They wanted to fake away, and this is signed off by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who determined whether or not we go into war. You know, they wanted to find a way to fake a Cuban attack against America. So more than likely kill American civilians in order to justify a fucking war with Cuba. But these are the same people that care about us. Hey, that was 1960. You know what I mean? 60 years later, shit has all changed, right? Everything's all gravy. They care about us. So, you know, when you look into that, it's fucking, you know, look at Operation Northwoods, you know, look at all this shit. It's fucking, you know, I'm of the belief now that, you know, everything that we have been told and we are being told to, especially by mainstream media, it's a fucking lie. We're being told what they want us to know. You know what I mean? This is, man, this may be for a whole other podcast in itself, but, you know, we were never taught about the world fairs. You know what I mean? And this is all shit that's Googleable. You know what I mean? Like, you could fucking type it into your stupid ass fucking search engine. And, you know, let's take a look at, you know, the Chicago World Fair in 1893. Otherwise known as the World's Columbus Exposition. And let's look at some of these fucking buildings that were supposedly built in fucking in 2 years, these magnificent buildings, built for 2 years and then, you know, destroyed. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to get too much into the world fairs right now. But you know, these buildings that there's, the only photo evidence of them, you know, maybe being built. There's no, you know, there's no workers on the website. Like you could just Google this shit. And you could look at, you know, photos of these world fair and look at how amazing this shit looked in 1893. In 1893, like, shit looked amazing. You know, there was like, my God. All right. If anybody is still listening, right now, type in 1893 World's Fair in Chicago, and just, you know, look at the pictures of these buildings. So, excuse me. All right, so if y'all are looking at the World's Fair in Chicago of 1893, look at the images. So supposedly, these buildings, supposedly they were built in 2 years. And then as soon as the World's Fair was over, they were just destroyed. Like buildings that make no fucking sense on how you would even be able to build any of this shit was supposedly built in 2 years and fucking just destroyed. You know, to be honest, I'm still doing my own research on this. So I don't have a lot, of, you know, I don't have a lot to, I don't know. It's when you look at it, it's just, it doesn't make any fucking sense that, you know, these buildings, you know, and I don't doubt that some of the buildings for these world fairs that were covering like hundreds of acres. So the one in Chicago, it spanned over 600 acres, 600 acres, you know, so this is before major electricity. All these buildings were lit. You could see photographs of these things. It was, you know, I think there were more lights at the World's Fair, at this World's Fair than there was in the entirety of Chicago. I think it was like the introduction of the first ever electric chair. You know, there was elevators. And so think about this. There was elevators that were taking people up. I think this was the first time that there was the first ever Ferris wheel was at the 1893 World Fair in Chicago. And again, all this shit is supposedly built in less than 2 years. You know what I mean? Like that in itself doesn't even make sense. But, you know, and it's not even, you know, the buildings in itself, you know, if you're just looking at the buildings on face value, that doesn't make any sense. But what makes sense is that, you know, that these were more than likely, the World Fairs were more than likely a, time when America was coming off of a reset. So, you know, cause the, again, around these, the 18, around the time that all these world fairs were happening, these were supposedly times when what history tells us in the history books that almost every American city was just inflamed in fires. So a lot of these places at these world fairs, and again, I don't doubt that some of these buildings were built specifically for the world fairs. But if you look at some of these pictures, a lot of these buildings, especially the most magnificent ones where, you know, they had these fucking, these waterways, you know what I mean? They weren't built in 2 years. The more logical explanation, and I know I'm going to lose a lot of people, and it sounds fucking crazy as hell, but to me, the most logical explanation is these buildings already existed. So they were from a fucking previous civilization. A lot of people speculate it was from the Tartarian Empire. I'm not going to get into that right now. I plan on doing more, you know, more about the World's Fairs, the more I learn about it. A lot of people think that it was, you know, buildings from the Tartarian Empire. And, you know, by accounts of the people that were, by people that were there at the World's Fairs, you know, they describe it as feeling like legitimately, like feeling like electricity was floating in the air. So kind of similar to what Nikola Tesla was trying to take credit for. Like all this shit more than likely already existed. You know what I mean? Like in the same way that the they claim that the, you know what I mean, the ancient pyramids were built. I don't think the Egyptians built them. You know, they were from a civilization that existed prior to us who somehow got wiped out. A lot of pictures from that time area, it looks like fires, but who knows where that fire was from? You know, there's an argument to be made that it was from nuclear war, you know what I mean? Or a solar flare from the sun hits us. And those are very real things, as you know, a solar flare is a very real thing as well. But so throughout these times when supposedly every American city was on fire, these world fairs were being built, and it not just in Chicago, but they were happening in London. You know, they happened in fucking, look at the one in fucking Omaha, Nebraska, for fuck's sake. Apparently one in Omaha, Nebraska had millions of people,
millions of people come to Omaha, fucking Nebraska in like 1902. I don't know when it was, but you know what I mean? Like super fucking early. You know what I mean? None of this shit makes sense. You know, this is before mass transportation. You know what I mean? It was before a lot of shit. And, you know, there's an argument to be made that a lot of these, you know, a lot of these buildings from the World Fairs, were already there from a much more advanced civilization before us. You know, and there might have been a different energy source, you know, like Randall Carlson talks about manipulating. Now, you know, you can manipulate energy with sound waves. And a lot of these buildings were built, a lot of these buildings, people speculate, they gained their, you know, it was free energy. It was energy from the fucking, the sound waves that the energy, you know, it hit the fucking perfect, the perfect harmony. And, you know, you were, you know, you're able to move shit with sound. If you don't believe me, look it up. I know this shit sounds crazy, but everything that I have said, it's, you know, you can look up anything. You know what I mean? But apparently, so, you know, they supposedly built these amazing buildings, and they were supposedly made out of cheap shit. Again, a lot of these buildings were made out of cheap shit, but there's buildings that look like they don't belong in 18, you know what I mean? From what we're told, they're not, are not supposed to belong. You know what I mean? You know, if they were using a different technology, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, look it up, man. In 1912, you know, prior to 1912, we're not paying for electricity. In 1912, you know, we're paying for the energy and the electricity that we use. You know what I mean? So shit that used to be relatively free, in the electricity and the energy, you know, shit that you pretty much need to survive, from 1912 on, you have to pay for it.
It doesn't make any sense. Nothing that we're being told makes any fucking sense whatsoever. And it's, yeah, man. Do yourself a favor. Look at the 1893 World's Fairs in Chicago. You know, then if you want, you can deep dive every single World Fair. And, you know, supposedly these buildings that were, you know, built, with less than 2 years, a lot of these, just for them to be torn down immediately after. I think there was a president who saw one of the buildings. It might have been at the Chicago World Fair or the St. Louis World's Fair. Look at the St. Louis Arch. The Eiffel Tower comes from one of the World's Fairs. What was funny about the Eiffel Tower is the pictures are questionable about the one, you know, about the Eiffel Tower being built, but that's like the only building from like the World's Fairs where you can kind of document that it was built. Every other picture, you can make an argument that this was during like the deconstruction process. I'm still doing my own research on this. I don't know everything, but I do know a lot of like a lot of these museums, like a lot like the Smithsonian, like a lot of these museums that we had come from the World Fairs. You know, supposedly these museums, they were like, no, we were going to, you know, these were supposed to be built to last. You know what I mean? But there are still buildings from the World Fairs that are around in a lot of American cities to this day. Again, you can look them up, that still remain.
you know, and it's, but still doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? Like the amount of money they, you know, that was lost during these world fairs, like it doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? Like who built shit for 2 years just to tear that shit back down? You know what I mean? You know, a lot of this shit makes sense. You doesn't make sense. You know what I mean?